This thing on. Statutory disclaimer and opening statement. The Zomo the Destroyer show is for iguanas only. Tail whip and claw your pet humans until they leave the room before listening, because the show is not intended for lesser sorts of creatures like humans, manatees, blue whales, elephant seals, any other mammals, ducks, snow geese, sandpipers, or any other birds, frogs, fish, snakes, snails, or geckos. I think I convinced them geckos to start hanging around in North Korea, because either they'll get nuked, or they'll get eaten, or Lil' Kim will have them executed for being enemies of the state. Doesn't matter, whatever works. They all good now? All right, then we can begin. Howdy, you're listening to the Zomo the Destroyer show, a podcast by an iguana for iguanas, talking about important iguana stuff and issues. I am your host, Zomo, the worship worthy. You probably know me from the comic I used to appear in, Zomo the Destroyer. If not, you are a loser. And your New Year's resolution, I know it's 3 weeks in, but it's never too late to start. Your New Year's resolution is to catch yourself up at my website, ZomoTheDestroyer.com. So, Georgie's finally gotten over the AIDS she's had the last few weeks. And, I mean, she insists that it was just a flu. I'm pretty sure it was the AIDS. Throat AIDS, to be more specific. But anyways, apparently she's all better now. And she even left the house a couple times. Of her own volition, too. Not just when I was, like, trying to jab her with pokey things. Anyways, but most importantly, the big news of the week. Friday. Friday was a glorious day. It was a great day. It was a tremendous day. One of the greatest. A day in which the dude with the comb over got sworn in as America's next top chimp. And that made Georgie miserable. Yeah, might have also had something to do with me and Mr. Heidel and his buddies. As we were all watching the inauguration at Mr. Heidel's place on the big TV. Anyways, we kept Skyping Georgie's phone, you know, and then her phone would, the Skype app would pick up and answer the call whether Georgie wanted it or not, and then we'd all start chanting, Trump, 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 Trump. You know, we did that about, I don't know, 37 times or so. Minor details. Stupid Georgie, you still can't figure out why the Skype calls kept going through, but that's because Iggy is smarter than her. I went in and I changed her settings to auto-answer any Skype calls from my iPhone Skype app. She never did figure that out. It's driving her nuts, though, which, of course, that's a short drive for Georgie. Anyways, that was fun tormenting her and chanting, we're going to build a wall, we're going to build a wall. She got so pissed. In other Friday news, iguana found out technical support monkey scored $300 in the stock market. Well, come hell or high water, iguana's going to get a cut of that money for itself. Pay up, chimpette. Anyways, so I'll have to shake her down for that later. What else? Yeah, so then Saturday, Georgie went to some spinster's parade thing downtown, or women's march, some such crap. Sort of a good news, bad news thing. You know, the good news being she got the hell out of Ig's way for a while. Bad news being she was hanging around with questionable influences. You know, ugly, bitter old hags with cats and no future prospects who, you know, let themselves go. Hey, pretty sure this march thing was the first exercise most of them got all year. Certainly Georgie ain't been to the gym yet in 2017. It means she blames having been sick with the AIDS or flu, whatever. Yeah, but that's no excuse. Get off your lazy chimp ass and get out of the house, chimp hat. Iguana wanna watch TV in peace and quiet. When she got home from the parade, rally, march, whatever, on Saturday afternoon, Iguana started yelling at her. You ain't never gonna find a husband at the women's march, chimp hat. Just a bunch of bitter old spinster hags with 47 cats each. And is that true, Zomo? Oh, did any of the march hags have husbands? Well, that's not relevant. Sure it is. Why are they all so angry all the time if they're happily married? I'm sure some of them are married. Highly doubtful, Georgie. Iguana saw all sorts of Instagram photos from earlier today. None of them hags are marriageable or even dateable. Well, there were a few pretty young ones who probably were married.
Yeah, to men?
Probably. Real men? So what does that even mean? It means not battery-powered things from the perv shops and not pseudo-men. Oh, it's a pseudo-man. A pseudo-man is a henpecked socialist sort that no one wants to breed with. Having one of them makes you even more miserable than being alone with the 47 cats. And you ought to know this because your ex, Wilhelm, was a total pseudo-man. For some reason, Georgie got really offended by that, to the point where she couldn't even say anything. She just made noises and stomped her feet. But anyway, so Gwenny knew it was getting somewhere. So it says to her, "You could have met a real man yesterday if you'd come over to watch the glorious inauguration with me and Mr. Heidel." "I can't stand Mr. Heidel. He's a creep." "No, Georgie, he's a very nice man. A very nice man who drives a Mercedes-Benz. But you're too stuck up to give him a chance. He's gross." "All you humans are gross, Georgie. So what?"
"Well, I'm not dating Mr. Heidel."
"Well, you still could have landed a husband yesterday because he had 30 of his friends there, too, and most of them are also single." That's when Georgie got pissed. She's mumbling something incoherent about dude bros who wear Ed Hardy. Whatever. Anyways, he kept poking at her. "So what was the point of this march anyways? Just celebrating the first time in years any of them chimpettes got any exercise?" "I don't like you get so much exercise." "Iguana gets plenty of exercise. I gotta climb the stairs up and down between my secret basement lab and the sofa on the main floor, you know, and then upstairs to the bedroom upstairs because you had to buy a goddamn split level instead of a normal house. Besides, I'm a perfect specimen. I don't need to exercise. Even the retard vet says so. Your fellow spinsters, on the other hand, a vet does not say you don't need to exercise." "Yeah, but he did say I'm a perfect specimen, did he not?"
That doesn't mean you get...
Did he or did he not say Iguana was a perfect specimen?
That's beside the point. Anyways, it wasn't about exercise. It was a political protest.
Political protest? When were the chants? "What do we want? Batteries and chocolate. When do we want it? Ham!" Georgie didn't think that was funny. Yeah, she was like, "I can't even talk to you when you're being this unreasonable." Yeah, so in other words, Iguana's right and they were protesting the cost of batteries. "Shut up! This is about women's rights." "The right to free batteries? I'm done talking with you right now." You know, technical support monkey didn't go to the free battery spinster parade. No, I know she didn't. You know why? Because she has shitty politics? No, Georgie. Because she hasn't yet given up on finding a husband. That's why she went to skanker size class at the pole smoking studio instead.
It's a pole dancing studio.
Same difference, Georgie. And it's not called skanker size class. It's just some, like, aerobics whatever thing. Yeah, aerobics whatever thing. They do while wearing hooker heels and twerking their butts in the air like a bunch of baboons in heat. Whatever. You should go next Saturday, Georgie.
I'm not going to that shit.
Well, you should. It's an hour-long class, an hour's drive away. That means you'll be gone for at least 3 whole hours. Oh, so that's all you care about, getting the house yourself. So you should be happy that I went to the march today. Idiot. Well, I didn't say that. Well, maybe I did. I don't remember. But, no, I said to her, "No, Georgie, unsupervised alone time is only 75% of what I care about. 22% is also that it cares that your actions don't embarrass me. And 3%, Iguana cares about your well-being, sanity, whatever." "Oh, and skanker-sized class is less embarrassing than a political march? I mean, you just said it wasn't called skanker-sized class, Georgie." She tried to argue the point for a bit, but I just kind of said to her, Anyways, whatever. Talk to the hand, Georgie. Yes, skanker size class is less embarrassing than a political march because it shows you're still trying. Desperate times call for desperate measures, Georgie. Which is about when Georgie went downstairs to her painting studio and locked the door so he could get to watch TV unimpeded. There was a vet show on Nat Geo Wild where a pregnant marmoset monkey died. It was hilarious. Anyways. So that was kind of more of my weekend, I guess. Not so much the week. But anyways, that's it for this week's show. I'm going to go have a nap. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes. Just search for Zomo the Destroyer. And as I always say, if your pet monkey snoops your iTunes, mess around with their Skype settings and make them cry. Anyways, then you can go to my website, ZomoTheDestroyer.com, and grab individual episodes there, stream it, whatever. Talk at you eggs next week. Bye.